Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss if we should adapt to climate change or if we should avert it. So, climate change is a very complex issue that involves multiple different disciplines, such as science, economics, society, policy, and moral and ethical guidelines as well. So it's a global issue that's also felt very strongly on local scales. And it's probably going to stick around for thousands of years because even if we stopped emitting all greenhouse gases today, then the planet still takes a really long time to respond to the warming. So it's something that's going to prevail for future generations as well. Humanity is essentially committed to some form of climate change for the next forever, honestly. Now, so how much climate change will we experience? This is dependent on the amount of emissions we continue to emit, as well as how the climate responds to those emissions. So we have two major ways to tackle climate change. One is mitigate, and the second is to adapt. So mitigation is basically the aim to reduce our emissions and stabilize the levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So this can be done by either reducing the sources of these gases, for example, kind of finding alternatives to the burning of fossil fuels for electricity, heat, transport, etc., or enhancing the carbon sinks that we already have that accumulate and store these gases in order to ensure that more of these gases end up being absorbed as opposed to emitted into the atmosphere. So kind of planting more trees, that because trees are major sequesters of carbon and things like that as well. So the ultimate goal of mitigation is basically to avoid human interference with the climate. So we're basically trying to stabilize the greenhouse gas levels to allow ecosystems to naturally adapt to climate change, to ensure that food production isn't threatened by increase of flooding and lack of rains and things like that. And also to ensure that economic development can continue in a more sustainable way. Now, the second option is to adapt. And adapt is for humans to just adjust to the climate change that already exists. So it's basically not really fixing the problem, but kind of just learning to deal with the problem. So it's more of the surface level type of reaction. So the goal of adaptation is to reduce our own risk, like human risk, from the harmful effects of climate change, like rising sea levels and extreme weather and food insecurity. So kind of creating infrastructure that is more resistant to flooding or things along those lines, whereas mitigating is kind of trying to solve the root of the issue. And it's basically adaptation also involves kind of making the most of the situation. So for example, the warming temperatures, people in certain parts of the world kind of use this to their advantage for longer growing season. So it's kind of just using what you have and you make do with that is what adaptation is. Now, we've kind of honestly reached a point where neither one of these exclusively can help us. We kind of have to use both in a way. So basically, the two solutions are very much not equal. They both may protect people from a changing climate, but they have very different solutions. As previously mentioned, mitigation is more kind of more revolves around protecting the planet, whereas adaptation revolves more around protecting ourselves as a human society. So I spoke about this in a previous episode, but wealthy countries kind of have a choice when it comes to climate change. They can either reduce their emissions to kind of create a more global impact, or they can just choose to adapt, which is more of the short-term narrow-minded thinking. And it kind of leaves the rest of the world up for to kind of fend for themselves. And so far from what we've seen over the past few decades is that countries that do have the option, wealthy countries that do have the option, kind of choose to avoid mitigating and rather adapt because it's easier. Now, that's kind of not the case. Although we do have to adapt today to the changing circumstances, we have to kind of solve the problem of greenhouse gases and try to emit them as much as possible, because the less we mitigate today, the more adaptation we're going to need later on. And our adaptations are just going to progressively become weaker and weaker because the strength of the natural disasters and the climate retaliating is a lot stronger than anything we could ever come up with to fend for ourselves. So yeah, basically the moral of the story is we need both, but the true root of the cause is through mitigation. And so we need to begin to mitigate today and continue to adapt our lifestyles around it as well. So yeah, thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I'm a little someone trying to make a big difference.